I think that in a lot of areas, being able to name a problem has been useful. When Lilith first wrote about domestic violence in the Jewish community, and we were the first place to do so, where we said, this is unacceptable behavior, and we published very painful stories that were painful for us to run about incest and Holocaust survivor families. How can you say anything bad about Holocaust survivor families? Or about rabbinic sexual misconduct, where the rabbis were themselves people who were revered and who had done a lot of good for women. How can we call them to task for being overly affectionate to some women? Where it became important that by naming these problems, the victims had a voice also. So Lilith has become, and in fact there's an exhibition that's now been touring the country called Lilith Magazine, The Voice of Jewish Women. I think we have effected change by naming problems, by allowing women to speak their own truths. An interviewer said to me several years ago, you have so many first-person articles in this magazine, why is that? And of course it's one of Lilith's strengths as we see it, that we provide amplification for those first-person stories as well as hard-hitting investigative reports. It's very important that we hear those voices.